This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado rents continue to be out of reach for many low-income households. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports that has advocates pushing local governments to create more affordable options.
Even in Denver, which has successfully brought a lot of unhoused people off the streets, overall homelessness continues to tick up. Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless says communities across the state need to invest more in subsidized or government-funded housing.
We know that there are levers that can be pulled to create the housing that we need, and we just need to come together and figure out how we're going to pull those levers.
A report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition found that in Colorado, someone would have to make $36 an hour to rent a two-bedroom home without spending more than a third of their income. The state's minimum wage is less than half that.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The U.S. Department of Justice has subpoenaed Children's Hospital of Colorado as part of an apparent investigation into gender-affirming care for transgender youth. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Sun reports Children's got the subpoena last week, but didn't disclose the contents or say whether the agency is seeking patient records. The hospital told the Sun it's engaging outside counsel and evaluating how to respond. Last month, Fox News reported the DOJ opened an investigation into gender-affirming surgeries at three children's hospitals, including one in Boston and another in Los Angeles. Children's Hospital Colorado said it's never provided gender-affirming surgeries to patients under 18 and stopped offering surgeries to patients 18 and older in 2023. It continued to provide non-surgical care. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org. And to get the day's top news stories hands-free on your schedule, remember to follow the Colorado Today podcast.